Blog Talk Radio.
There's a new way to vacation with a purpose where you have fun and explore your career options at the same time. We're talking about a company called Vocation Vacations, and we're going to be talking to the innovative founder, Brian Kurth. He's our special guest today. Brian wanted to explore his dream job through a company that offered short-term internships to working adults while on vacation. After doing some research, he found that that particular company didn't exist, so he started it himself. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. This is going to be a fun, fun show. Hi there, this is Carol Copeland-Thomas. We're glad to be back with you, having traveled to Detroit to my niece's wedding last weekend. Boy, that was a Hollywood off-the-chart, beautiful weekend, a fun fellowship with friends and family. And now Lauren Copeland is the wife of Robert Morgan. So we are very happy for Mr. and Mrs. Robert Morgan, who will reside in Philadelphia. We're back here, and it's still vacation time. August is a big vacation month, and if you're planning ahead and thinking about your own career strategy, maybe you're looking for work. Many people are looking for work. Some people have been transitioned out of their companies, laid off, or whatever the circumstances happen to be, and you're just trying to figure out how you can get back in the swing of things, but doing it in a way where you're following your passions and looking at your dream and looking at that dream job. Well, I'm really happy that Barbara Burgo's sister is now a client of Vocation Vacations, and she did a fabulous trip to Nantucket and learned all about the perfume business. So decided to go to the source and talk with Brian Kurth and find out about this really intriguing company. Brian Kurth, who is the founder of Vocation Vacations, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I'm so glad to have you. Take us way back to, I believe, the early 2000s. I think you started the company in 2004. What was the impetus for starting this company?
Well, it really goes back to the late 90s. I was in Chicago and doing the corporate climb, so to speak, and mm-hmm. enjoying it to a certain degree, but not necessarily having a wild passion for what I did. I enjoyed the process. I enjoyed the people I worked with. I enjoyed being mentored by my bosses, but it was just never quite what I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. And then I went into the dot-com world, and like so many others, got laid off in late 2001, right after 9/11, and started daydreaming about what I really wanted to do. And and so I started thinking about, well, for me, it was a short list of a few things. It was working in the travel industry. It was working with animals, perhaps being a dog trainer, something like that, or working in the wine industry. And I thought, well, there had to be something out there that would allow me to test drive those different careers as an adult, not an 18-year-old or a 22-year-old coming right out of college,
right?
But instead an adult at the time in my 30s. But there wasn't such a company. And so, as you noted earlier, I started exploring starting such a company after placing myself into some career mentorship experiences that I created for myself and then created a few for some friends and realized there's something here and started to ask other folks, what would you do if you really wanted to test drive a dream job? What would it be?
Mm-hmm.
And would you do such a thing? And the resounding answer was yes. And so hence, Vocation Vacations came to be.
Well, I mean, this is just so fascinating because as a diversity professional, I'm out there all the time talking to people who hate their jobs or they hate the circumstances of their jobs or they're always looking ahead in terms of, oh, I wish I could do such and such, or I'm going to wait until I retire and then I'm going to do such and such. 90% of the time, those plans never work out. They never do what they want to do, because
right.
life gets in the way. So, I mean, I can give you 50 pages of barriers to entry to
yeah.
this. I mean, you've sort of broken through that, and I want to ask you, you know, the difficulties of breaking through and amassing people who are literally trying to explore their dreams and live on purpose. What's that been for you, Brian?
Well, I would say that the number one issue by far for people, especially in this current state of affairs that we're in as a country,
right,
as a, in the world, is money. I wish I could say that it were something different than that, because it sounds so crass and just so, oh, is it all about the money? And it's not all about the money, but mm-hmm. people do need to make a living. Mm-hmm. And so to blend the dreams with yet putting bread on the table is really important. So balance, striking that balance and making certain that you do make a living at whatever it is that you really want to do. And
mm-hmm.
financial insecurity is absolutely the number one thing that holds people back.
Right.
Once
right.
they do their due diligence, once they explore, once they research, once they work with people who are making a living doing what they love, then, but only then, will the dream be fulfilled. And it's an attainable dream, not a fantasy. Now, if you know, we work with people who perhaps sometimes on occasion do have a bit more fantasy about mm-hmm. something, you know, becoming a winemaker and owning a vineyard and et cetera, et cetera. Well, that takes a lot of money own a vineyard. And you know, so you might want to start a little smaller. Might want to first start exploring being a winemaker working for someone else, maybe
okay.
opening up your own wine store,
mm-hmm.
You know, that type of thing. So it's balancing the dream,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time taking off those rose-colored glasses that people sometimes wear, and making them realize there is a dream here, and it can be attainable, but you have to be realistic. And if you are making, you know, especially we work with clients for all walks of life, you know, if you were prior to the downturn of the economy making, let's say, you know, $100,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
that job, that type of job might not exist any longer.
Well,
or
true.
If it does, it might be many years in advance. So you might need to readjust your salary expectations,
right.
especially
right.
if you're looking at a career transition. So not to start things off just talking about money, but money is absolutely the number one issue for people these days.
So I'm looking at, I actually downloaded the list, and it turned out to be 4 pages.
Right.
4 pages from becoming an actor, going through becoming a freelance writer or a golf instructor, to be a whitewater rafting or hiking guide, to a yoga studio owner. Give us a sense of what's your most popular type of experience that your customers want to go through as they're exploring their dream job?
Well, I'm thrilled to say, Carol, that there's not one particular dream job that is absolutely number one. There's
mm-hmm.
about 20 to 25 that
oh, really?
Are at the very top. And they fall
mm-hmm.
into categories such as sports and entertainment, culinary is huge,
mm-hmm.
working with animals, and nonprofit work. Those are some of the most popular areas, travel-related mm-hmm. hospitality. But it's across the board. So there's not a single one vacation that is absolutely the number one vacation.
Hmm.
But those categories, the most popular categories, have remained the most popular since day one. They were the most popular when I was doing my research in 2003, 2002, and they remain so today in 2011.
So give us a sense, let's say the sports announcer, I think that's one of the categories
uh-huh.
that you have. Can you
yeah.
just walk us through that experience for someone who's sitting at a cubicle listening to the show, either live or as an archive? I know this show is going to be downloaded quite a bit.
Sure.
And they're getting a sense of, okay, my next vacation is coming up in 8 months or 10 months. How can I use that experience to explore becoming a sports announcer? Brian Kurth, tell us what a person will do to connect with your company and then to actually have that kind of 1 or 2 day experience.
Right. Well, first off, you noted that it can be, you know, part of a vacation, and hence the name mm-hmm. vacation. But it also can be done, you know, if you're unemployed or if you are just simply wanting to take time off specifically for the career mentorship. It doesn't necessarily have to be. We're quite flexible. The mentorships are generally Monday through Friday, because that is when the folks are working in their
right.
their dream jobs, the mentors. Some are on the weekends, primarily things like bed and breakfast owner, you know, wedding planner, things like that. But generally speaking, it is Monday through Friday, so you will need to take some time off from your day job. But you basically figure out which vocation vacation you want to take, and you contact us and say, this is what I'd like to do. We have full descriptions, bios of the mentors, pricing, and everything out online per vocation vacation. They do, some are one day, most are 2 days. We have a few 3-day career mentorship experiences. And you let us know which one you want to do, and we then schedule it based upon the mentor's availability and when your preference of going. Let's say, you know, I'd like to go in sometime in October. We then get the mentor's availability, the best availability in October, and off you go. You get a welcome kit. You have a pre-vocation vacation career discussion with one of our career coaches. That information is then sent to your mentor so that they have a better understanding. Who is this Carol coming to be mentored as a bed and breakfast owner or what have you? Okay. And then you have the 2 days of one-on-one mentorship, and it is very hands-on, and it is very detail-oriented.
Yeah, walk us through that experience. If it's a bed and breakfast owner or a sports announcer, give us a sense of what the person is going to do over the course of that 2 days.
Well,
experience.
It's very hands-on. It varies based upon the vocation vacation. So we have a list of the different types of activities on each and every one of the vocation vacations. So it depends. But in the case of a bed and breakfast owner, you're helping people check into the B&B. You are doing housekeeping. You are making breakfast. You are running the books. You are helping with checkout. The full understanding,
full experience,
hands-on of how do you run this as a business, how do you run it as a department, what have you. How does one make money at whatever it is? So that's not just a dream job fantasy. It's an attainable dream job where you can make a living.
So if you're living, let's say, in the Midwest, Chicago, where you started this idea, or somewhere in the Midwest, and the bed and breakfast of choice is in Florida, that means you have to clearly design a vacation where you fly to Florida and meet with your mentor and run this bed and breakfast in the course of your vacation. Is that correct, Brian?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't say, I mean, if you want to go to Florida, you don't have to. We have vocation vacations using bed and breakfast as an example. We have, probably 20 different mentorship experiences across the country. So if there's something using Chicago as an example, I know we have a wonderful mentor just across the lake in Michigan. Who would be able to mentor you. So, you know, travel, if you want to travel, you can certainly do that. Some vacations certainly do require travel based upon the career type. If you want to be a Broadway director, you're going to have to go to New York. If you want to be a winemaker, you're going to have to go to California, Oregon, Washington, or New York. But you don't have to travel. That's an important point. Again, in this economy, fewer people are able to travel because of the expenditure. So if you want to travel or if the vacation requires it because of the career type, then yes. But you don't always have to travel really far. We're trying to build out more career mentorship experiences closer to the population bases of most of our clients.
And give us I went to the wedding planning section, and I noticed three different wedding planners with three different price points, the highest price point being in California. Is that because there are more bells and whistles with that kind of assignment in California versus the other two, which were lower in price? What's the differentiation in terms of the location, the geography, and the price point of working with a mentor?
It's all about the mentor. It depends upon our agreement with the mentor and what we negotiated with them. We do pay our mentors. So it basically is based upon the mentor's credentials and where they're at in their careers and to be honest with you, what they negotiated as their mentoring fees from us. And so it is all dependent upon the mentorship, based on the mentor's experience and expertise.
Without mentioning names of your clients, give us a sense of the most amazing, interesting, provocative mentorship experience that a person had, maybe a complete contrast from the job that they are currently involved in or were currently involved in.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's a tough one. We have so many. It'd be tough to choose. But we have clients who have made dramatic career transitions, anything from, you know, an HR manager who's now a soap maker to, you know, Fidelity investment executives who now are husband and wife winemakers. To, you know, corporate folks who now own yoga studios and boutique stores to, you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, it's a full range of career transition. We're working with a fellow recently who has worked as a grocery store produce department manager for 2 decades, and he's now, after taking a brewmaster vacation, and then transitioning into being a part-time brewmaster while keeping his day job at the grocery store, he is now left after 2 decades of being a produce manager. He's now back in school at UC Davis studying to become a brewmaster, and he moved all the way across the country to do it. So there are there are so many dramatic stories, some very dramatic, some not as dramatic. You know, for some people, it's getting from A to B is not as difficult. They might be working in marketing, and now they might be an executive director. For instance, we have a woman who is a PR marketing person in Manhattan who is now heading up a nonprofit as an executive director, an association of the Long Island Wine Alliance. You know, so she followed her passion and dream of getting into the wine industry, but not necessarily as a winemaker, but to use her skill set as a marketer and as a PR person. So they can be extreme or they can be not so extreme.
Yeah. I actually looked at the segment on becoming a professional speaker because I'm a professional speaker, and I saw it was a very nice price point, pretty low, and just was curious about the experience. I would imagine that particular mentor will take a speaker wannabe on a speaking engagement so that they can actually see the person in action and maybe see them before they get to the assignment. Packing up all their equipment, their gear, their products, if they're selling products, and then taking care of business after the fact. Is that the way that kind of experience would work out, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's true of any of the vacations. It is that hands-on. It is that detailed. And with the professional speaker vacation, it's a little bit lower in price because it is one of the examples of our one-day vacations. It's not a two-day. Mm-hmm. So that is a little bit difference in the price point with that, too. So it's the preparation. It's the production side of how do I prepare for a speaking engagement and then going to the actual speaking engagement and then, to your point, the readout afterwards. You know, how do you improve for the next speaking engagement? What's the feedback from the audience, et cetera, et cetera?
So I would imagine there's a fair amount of coordination in the case of a speaker because the speaker has to have engagements lined up, and that has to be in sync with the person who's doing the internship, should I say. So that's probably a scheduling task that your company, Vocation, is involved in.
Exactly. We do that with many of them. The scheduling, it is based around an event, you know, whether it's a speaking engagement or our Broadway director, you know, it may be scheduled around, obviously, rehearsals and the tech period of a new show, working with Jeff Calhoun, certainly working with anything that's event-driven. You mentioned weddings or an event planner. I mean, all those types of things have to be based around. I shouldn't say they have to be. They generally want to be based around an event. They don't have to be. We have done some that are, quote, more tutorial because sometimes people are already working in the industry, so they understand the industry. They may not even necessarily need to work around an event. They may be doing it already. Mm-hmm. They want a better understanding of how can I fine-tune my business? How can I make more money? How can I make my business better? We get those folks, too. They're not in career transition. They're in career betterment mode.
Interesting. So they want to enhance their own business.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And I'm thinking about the wedding planning, having just come from my brother and sister-in-law's daughter's wedding. This was a Hollywood-type wedding, very influential couple in Detroit, 300 guests, completely converted their home and their backyard for the reception, covered the pool. There was a glass platform over the pool where we danced. I mean, there was everything you can imagine went into the reception. That would have been ideal for one of your clients to have worked with the meeting planner, the caterer, the florist, et cetera. There was a whole team of people who worked to put this great wedding together. So that would have been probably a classic way to learn about a pretty high-end wedding experience.
That's right, and the pressures thereof. And not right. That, and not that
and making
you're
sure it doesn't
I believe,
rain. Praying
well,
it doesn't rain, which
and,
it didn't.
And there are the dream jobs that there are some vocation types that can be even more stressful than the norm, so to speak. And certainly, you know, hospitality, you're working in customer service. So whether it's mm-hmm. a B&B owner or a wedding planner, you know, there are those bridezillas out there. Not that your niece is bridezilla, but there are those. This is the
right.
biggest day in the world. And I joked with one of our wedding planners as she was coming on board some years back, and I said, gosh, you're a part-time, you know, wedding planner, but, I mean, she's actually full-time. I said, you're a part-time wedding planner and part-time psychologist. And she laughed, and she said, well, actually, I am a psychologist. Well, and she had made the transition. I mean, this
Perfect.
Is in our interviewing
Perfect.
Period, and she had made the transition from being a family therapist into being a wedding planner, and it totally works.
That's amazing. I'm really seeing some, you know, dramatic shifts, some not so dramatic shifts, but definitely people who are bold and courageous enough to really step out there and want to explore a career job. And again, I would just say there are probably countless others who are wanting to do this. They're sort of living this experience vicariously, but they just haven't quite gotten there. And for those, we suggest that you go to the website and learn more about Vocation Vacations, and that's vocationvacations.com, and find out more. There are video clips there. You can actually see Brian Kurth and learn more about how he started the business. But I think it's fabulous. I think it's a great way to really get out there and put your money where your mouth is instead of whining and complaining, which most people tend to do. What's been for you as a business owner? You've been doing this now since 2004, completely full-time, having gone through your career transitions. What's been the biggest hurdle for you expanding and sustaining Vocation Vacations, Brian?
Well, it's touching on what we were just talking about. It is rough times for people, and I was mm-hmm. just going to follow up with what you were just saying, that not everyone can afford the Vocation Vacation, the in-person career mentorship, or they might not be ready to invest in that. They might be a little skeptical. Is this really something I want to do quite yet? And the economy has definitely impacted the ability for people to afford such a thing.
Right.
So in response to that, and in response to your question, we had to respond to the Great Recession, or as I jokingly call it, the Mini Depression, because it really, you know, it's hard, you know, for so many in so many ways, and not just financially.
Right.
When I the key word there, depression, meaning it's also part of the psyche, and so people have to get over it, and it's not easy. But if you can't afford the Vocation Vacation, that's okay. We've responded, not with all Vocation Vacations with a new product offering, but we can provide phone or Skype mentorship with on an hourly basis with a lot of our mentors. Most can do it. So if you have specific questions that you want answered regarding business planning, or I want to start my own nonprofit, what about grant writing? You know, specific things that you want to ask a wildly successful mentor, but you don't necessarily want to spend the money for 2 to 3 days of one-on-one mentorship, or you might want to at some point, but you're not quite ready to do that yet. You're still in planning stages, and you have some questions you want answered first. We do now provide phone and Skype mentorship, which is phenomenal. It's a great way to test the waters even further.
So it's like a one-to-one coaching.
It's one-to-one coaching minus it's not with a career coach. It's with that mentor. It
with
is with that person who is the expert in the field.
Right,
so
right.
I can't stress that enough, that in this economy, don't stress out, folks. If you can't, it's not an all or nothing. Don't think, oh, my gosh, vacations, it's wonderful, but I can't afford it. I can't take the time off from work, but et cetera, et cetera. Yes, you can. You can test the waters through phone. It's not the same. I will flat out tell you right now that there's nothing like touching and feeling and having that in-person mentorship.
Well, it sounds like it could actually be an appetizer. It's an appetizer.
That's right,
Carol.
Exactly.
And do the experience sometime in the future when it's more affordable for them.
That's exactly right. And it is far better, phone and Skype mentorship is far better than doing nothing and just simply sitting back and saying, oh, woe is me, I can't move forward in my career transition or into my dream job because this wonderful thing called the Great Recession is in its way. Now is the time to be planning ahead for whether you plan to work for someone else in a new career, or if you want to start your own business, or you're looking to create your own nonprofit, now is the time to be planning it, because once the recession does cease and lighten up a little bit, you know, your competition's been doing the same thing, and they're going to be out ahead of you if you haven't been planning now.
No, that's true. That is so true. And I would imagine, too, there may be opportunities for those who are not going to go into their own business but want to explore the waters, want to do a shift in their career, and they may work ultimately for some other company but in the profession that they really love.
That's right.
The
exactly.
The way to explore it.
Exactly. You know, learn on someone else's dime for a while before you make the – test the waters with some phone Skype mentorship, then test the waters – of perhaps getting a job, whether it be full-time or even part-time, moonlighting, learn on someone else's dime before you go off and then make the big plunge into your dream career. First, make certain, is it really your dream career? Remove those rose-colored glasses. It's well worth the time and dollar investment.
And when I look at the price of shoes and clothes and how people adorn themselves, this is a great investment. You can take some of those dollars or save up that Starbucks money and put it into this kind of career path. How many people through the years can you just guesstimate have gone through and used your services, Brian?
Well, it's thousands. You know, it is thousands of folks, and we did a study this last fall going back and chatting with mentors and mentee alumni with key universities such as Michigan State and University of South Florida. They are both top universities for organizational development and industrial psychology. So they did a study and went back and reviewed many, not all of them, not the thousands, but hundreds of vocationers and mentors to better understand how this all works in the transition. And it's just been the readout from it is phenomenal in terms of what it means as the first step towards that dream job. And moving forward as part of the action plan. So yeah, I'm thrilled to say that since 2004 that we've helped thousands upon thousands of people make the transition.
Well, I'm just excited to have you on the show. I look forward to bringing you back, perhaps with one or two of graduates, those who have gone through the experience and are successfully launching a new career path or a new business as a result of Vocation Vacation. I encourage my listeners to listen to this show over and over again and go to the website Vocation Vacations, that's with plural, with an S, .com, and you can explore the different career paths that maybe you thought about years ago, and maybe it's time for you to do it either live for experience or do it with one-to-one coaching with someone who is already in the business, phone, Skype mentorship, as Brian Kerf has so eloquently shared with us today. Thank you, Brian, for being a guest on my program, and we look forward to bringing you back again, and I thank each and every one of you for listening today. Share this show with others. I think all of us need to somehow sharpen up our career path skills, find something new, or really validate the reasons why we are in business today or in our career path today. Have a great weekend, and we will touch bases with each and every one of you next week when Focus on on Empowerment returns. Take care. See you soon.